Blog Talk Radio.
Featuring Jay Reezy, R&B Needs Me. Big up to them. We'll be in the building tomorrow night for Booty and the Beat Club Onyx Philly. Looking forward to having some fun tonight. Sorry about the technical difficulties from Thursday's show. Definitely appreciate all the support. Shout out to Glockaware Studios where we do our show live Thursday night. And tonight is the Tuesday night live show. Shout out to my co-host, Miss Stormy. Miss Stormy, she was doing her thing. We definitely had fun last night on the Hitmaker conference call. We had fun on the Hitmaker conference call. New music, looking forward to having some brand new interviews and showing some love to up-and-coming artists. Not only do we have a fun topic tonight, but I also asked a few people to call in just so we could get a little shout-out going, show some love, check in on them. Of course, I'm inviting everybody to Booty and the Beat. Shout-out to my people from Alabama, Magdalene, holding down tonight. They got a real crazy event trying to come into Philly. Check out with your girl. Of course, if you want to join in on tonight's
topic, but tonight we, you know, going a little bit in. We want to talk about PDA, public displays of affection, liars, and putting all you summer lovers or any type of have you had sex in the swimming pool? So I also want to check in with people. See what's good with you. Definitely getting on tonight's topic. And my homegirl in Atlanta is going to be calling in with her own little special topic, but we'll just be patient and wait for that or whatever. But definitely shout out to everybody joining tonight's show. Ready to have some fun or whatever. Main thing I want to say is I have had so much fun at Club Onyx. I'm looking forward to next week's show as well as, you know, others. But next week we're going to have so much fun as well as tomorrow night. So make sure you guys get the spot. You don't want to miss the Rudy and the D competition. So it'll be in the main room, Club Onyx Philly, every Wednesday night. So you already know that it's official. Big ups to everybody who supports the show and who is looking forward to supporting the show in the future. As I said, I wanted to go in tonight on not only some new music, but tonight's topic. My one pet peeve has always been people who lie. Because 9 times out of 10, you lying, you got caught in a lie, right? So I really can't stand a person who is a liar and you are letting a person catch you in your lie. So I really want to kind of talk about that topic a little bit tonight as well as the others, but we're going to have some fun. So let's go in, check out some more music from my boy, President, the Wheelchair Bully.
I go by the name of the Wheelchair Bully. Booth Street representer, man. Sometimes, you know what I mean, you grow up. You know what I'm saying? You still love your hood. You know what I'm saying? You still respect where you come from, but there's certain motherfuckers you just can't deal with. You dig me? Okay, I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Cause I would another amount of nothing with niggas in my head. Telling me I need to come around more. And it's true, but some niggas want you to drown, though. They call them crabs in the barrel. My hand on my gun, finger on the trigger. I'ma use it like a tongue. Start licking off shots. With the mind state of a young son of a gun. Should I say a vet? You fucked up with the best. Heavyweight and underrated. Let me get it on my chest. Some niggas don't want you to blow up.
Let's see you on the ground.
Quick to call your phone.
They wanna come around.
Where was you at when I was broke with no money and no car? No way to get out when it was sunny. Now my sunny side up and your sunny side shame. It's a shame. I was fucking with a goddamn lame.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good. Now he wants spray shots. Come on. Same dude you grew up with. He wanna kill ya. Same dude.
Now that's the thing of the past. Now it's funny stands and fake checks. You do the math.
It's the
now you gotta cut the grass. Got your homies, ain't your homie no more now. Same dude you grew up with, the same dude
trying to slow you down.
Shoot you in your back just to teach you a lesson. So keep your enemies close. In your hand on your weapon. We used to eat the same food. Slept in the same crib. Grew up on the same block.
You knew where my mom lived.
You was there when I got shot. Shit, you almost cried. Lost a lot of blood. Shit, I almost died. You was in the hospital. Screaming, I'm gonna ride.
When in reality, you wasn't even bummed.
We used to hustle on the corner together throughout the summer, discussing all the things that we would do for our mothers,
like get them out the hood
so they can raise our little brothers, so they can live life to the fullest and work wonders. But you changed on me, started acting strange on me, got me looking over my shoulder like you won't bang on me. Felt like if we got locked up, you would put the blame on me. That's a bad feeling when somebody you think is close wanna kill you. Some dudes change, and go they separate ways, settle down. Real niggas digging, you know who don't.
Lame.
Yeah, y'all might have grew up together, but they got no shame. And every time you slide through the hood, they doing the same thing.
No progress.
But you wish your homie would change lanes, invest in something positive, but all he knows is one thing.
Stick up, still letting off in broad day.
I just hope it doesn't come across the wrong
way. We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good, now he wants spray shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. We up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes, now things different. You ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya.
Shout out to my boy, the wheelchair bully G Stack. Definitely had a fun birthday with you, G. Salute 100. We had some fun, of course. And my girl is in the building.
Hey,
my girl, for me.
Hey, boo.
Hey.
How boo. Is everyone tonight?
They really good. They really ready for my birthday. Definitely shout out to you, Stormy. Talked to them last night on Hitmaker's conference call. Oh my goodness. It was so much fun. Shout out to the good music, Biz the Truth, you, and Uncle James. I didn't know that I get Uncle James tied up in a bunch. Ain't nobody know that. That's what I do. Shout out to all of these hip artists. We definitely want to run them through this month. We definitely got to run through the Hitmakers conference call this month on Philly Shine Radio. You with it, Stormy?
I am with it. They have some hot artists. They have some real hot artists out.
Who is your favorite? Can you pick one?
I really I can't remember the guy's name. Honestly, you just put me on the spot. But I know I had two faves off the coast. I know the YMN with Cashmere, and then the other gentleman that we spoke to before him. Them was
my two faves. Yeah, I like four Trey.
That's who it was, Fortray. Yes, that was the guy's name. I was just trying to remember. He was dope. He was definitely dope.
Fortray is banging. I had to DM him later, like, yo.
Look, I already talked to the DJs at the radio station. Already got that plugged in for him.
That's definitely dope. Shout out to you, Stormy. You be making some damn moves.
I did have fun with the bestie. Got to play some pool and have some drinks and just chop it up and had a good time. Had a real good time. And I won 2 out of 3, so that always makes it better.
Hey, let's get competitive. How about it?
Yes, but I'm really looking forward to this Friday. I'm really looking forward. The meal coming down, Caress with Cream Magazine. Shout out to her. She said she's coming down from Atlanta. We got DJ Shine. Shout out DJ Shine. He's coming down. All supporting Mo Beats and the Exclusive Models birthday bash for Hope Renee. So we definitely going to be going in times 10 this Friday. If anybody is in the Southeast region, there is only one place to be, and that is with me.
I know that's right. I wish I was down there.
I wish you was too, because honest, you would just complete the whole package. I mean, we would have the whole fam together, and I know we would turn up so live.
What?
I know we would.
Well, I would teach you all how to twerk with your arms, like really.
Yeah, Honest would know how to twerk by the end of the night. Y'all hear that, right? Honest would know how to twerk by the end of the night.
I'm going to have all y'all using your arms. Y'all will be like, oh, it's so much easier. Yes, even the guys could do what I do. My dance is universal. The way I dance, everybody can dance right with me and just shake them arms. Shake, 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 shake.
Now, we know better than that. We know better than that.
You know what? People are killing me with the hashtag kids today will never know, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, the one hashtag I had to repost myself was the BET Uncut. Now, back in the day, we had to sneak to watch BET Uncut. Remember? Oh.
Yes.
Don't we
sneak? BET Uncut, yes.
What? Tip drill, them panties. I wanted to make them myself, them drawers that the girl had. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo. Her booty is my booty. I gotta meet Dave. I'm desensitized. Whatever. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. I have seen more ass and titty in the past week. Online, you know what I mean? I've ever seen on all the episodes.
I just smelled
so much
cat this week. Men would dream and drool to be you.
Why? It's trying to be so weird. But I have checked out a whole
I still need to get up there. I want to come to Onyx. I am making a special trip to come to Philly just to turn up with Honest at Onyx.
Yeah. Onyx is where she's going. She is already on the pole and whatnot. We're having some fun. Shout out to everybody joining on the show. We're definitely having fun tonight. We're going to get into the topic tonight, of course. Because we didn't really have a chance to do it right Thursday. So many technical difficulties or whatever. But me and my girl is here tonight. We definitely have one if you want to join in. We have three topics. Finally, have some fun and talk about public displays of infection, aka gay. We're going to have these liars out here as well as have you ever had. Because we had to answer the question before
Thursday.
I mean,
there you go. I was having a hard time hearing you. I hear you now.
Yeah, I know. And then you had a hard time telling me that you couldn't hear it. I was wondering why you were so quiet. I'm like, Tori just listened to this. After she was like, I guess that's the price. They doing sign language. We had a show, you know, in TTY on Thursday. So for all the people in sign language, you had to read the show. You had to hear it. You had to read it or whatever. But definitely still was fun. Loved everybody's energy. Like you said, Stormy, you didn't really hear anything, but we heard what was going down. It was going down. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like a party. That's all I could hear, that it sounded like a party in there. And I was like, they turned. They so turned.
Yeah, definitely was. Definitely. Definitely was a turn. Definitely wanted to show some love. To the artist that's performing tomorrow at Booty and the Beat, the Club Onyx Philly. Definitely is going to be a crazy show. I'm